Nolte, hashtag me too fail, Woody Allen's new movie wins U.S. distribution. By John Nolte on February 13, 2024. The disgustingly fascist hashtag me too movement again took it in the neck this week with the news that Woody Allen's newest film has found a U.S. distributor. The MPI Media Group will distribute Allen's Coup de Chance, a French thriller that premiered at the Venice Film Festival last fall, throughout North America on April 5. The following week, the Oscar winner's 50th movie will become available as a video-on-demand purchase. Hollywood Elsewhere's Jeffrey Wells was the first to report the news of the coming distribution deal. Naturally, the far-left Hollywood Reporter followed up with a wishcasting report saying there was no distribution deal. But now two things are confirmed. 1. Coup de Chance will be distributed in North America. And 2. The Hollywood Reporter spreads misinformation. For those of us who live in the real world, this is no surprise. MPI has already handled distribution for Allen's two previous films, A Rainy Day in New York and Rifkin's Festival. I doubt Coup de Chance will hit a theater near me, but I will purchase the Blu-ray sight unseen. I didn't care at all for A Rainy Day in New York or Rifkin's Festival. But the only way to oppose the left's McCarthyism is to purchase both. The reviews for Coup de Chance also point to an end to this hashtag MeToo reign of terror against an innocent man. Compare the 84% fresh rating at Rotten Tomatoes for Coup with the 31% Wonder Wheel received when these lies about Allen molesting his daughter were first resurrected. If you've seen Wonder Wheel, you know the false accusations bullied weak kneed critics into dumping on a very good movie. Coup de Chance has received the best reviews for a Woody Allen movie since 2013's Blue Jasmine. Coup, Allen's 50th film, is his return to one of his favorite subjects, murder in a world without God, without any sense of cosmic justice. One of Allen's most fascinating themes is how murder affects the murderer, basically, can they live with it? In masterpieces such as Crimes and Misdemeanors, 1989, and Match Point, 2005, the answer was yes. In the underappreciated Irrational Man, 2015, and Cassandra's Dream, 2007, the answer is a little more complicated but just as interesting. Woody Allen was cleared by two separate and intensive state investigations. And when I say cleared, I mean cleared. He was never charged. The case never even made it to a grand jury. Over a six-decade career, the 88-year-old's films have earned 53 Oscar nominations and 12 wins. Allen himself has won 4 Oscars. 1 for Best Director and 3 for Original Screenplay, out of an incredible 16 nominations. The man is a national treasure. What's happened to Woody Allen over the last 6 years is one of the most grotesque injustices in the kangaroo court of public opinion I've ever come across. Hollywood, the corporate media, Amazon, and the organized left sought to destroy an innocent man for a crime he was cleared of more than 30 years ago. Shame on all of them forever, smug monsters drunk on their virtue. And good for MPI for doing the right thing. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.